Well, analysts and traders expect the end of China's corn stockpiling policy will put the brakes on soaring barley and sorghum exports. Chinese end users, like feedlots and food processors, have been buying around 20 million tonnes of barley and sorghum a year. But as Clint Jasper reports, that demand is expected to drop off over the coming seasons.
The announcement by Chinese officials didn't come from nowhere. But given the extraordinary growth in exports of barley and sorghum to China, NYDERA's trading manager Matthew Pattinson says it's not good news for growers in Australia, at least in the short term.
When that new policy comes into effect, we really do expect the Chinese domestic market to continue to go lower, which will make those imports unviable.
That's because since 2007, there's been a floor price for Chinese corn that's made it more expensive than buying substitutes on the international market. It's a further step along a path Chinese officials have signalled for some time now.
We do think that the policies in China are changing. Initially, they'll bring about lower prices within China and less demand. However, long term, we still see China as a key market. This is more of a blip on the radar. This might take China out of the market for a year or two, but certainly we see the Chinese market growing at extraordinary rates. We think that China, for a long time to come, is going to be a key market for Australian barley and sorghum and wheat.
And while the export market might drop off as demand in China dries up, Commonwealth Bank's agri-commodity strategist Tobin Gorey says that could help local feedlotters.
We've probably had a shortage of feed grain, particularly in the eastern grain system here in Australia, for quite some time, which has kept prices, you know, a bit above where world prices are. And so, you know, what we'll do there is, I mean, people will be paid slightly less, obviously, but you know, downstream, the demand will probably pick up as prices fall a bit. So we'll lose a bit in price, but we'll probably keep the volume of sales pretty well where they are, but more of it will be domestically used rather than exported.
Tobin Gorey says questions of quality have always surrounded the stockpiles, with many speculating much of it is highly degraded. United States Department of Agriculture economist Fred Gale agrees.
The quality of the corn is very uncertain. A lot of it is poor quality and, in fact, has mold problems, which would make it unusable as livestock feed or for most kinds of industrial use as well.
Fred Gale says imports of substitutes will drop off in the short term.
Well, one of the goals of this reform is to reduce the imports of substitutes for corn, like the barley and sorghum, because the Chinese government sees those imports as displacing Chinese corn in the demand equation within China. So those cheaper import substitutes are squeezing out Chinese corn. The government has been having to buy that corn up and put it into the stockpiles.
What's the thinking behind allowing these prices to be set by the market? Because it will inevitably cause a lot of pain for local Chinese farmers who've based their production systems around this floor price.
The original intent of the policy was to be a backstop against severe declines in price and to protect farmers from having difficulties selling their crops during years of low demand and unusually low prices, but it's turned into an income support tool. So the Chinese government now realizes that, and they've been struggling with this reform because they realize that these price supports have distorted the market, yet they're also afraid of what will happen to farmers' income if they remove the price support. So what they would like to do is they have a strategy of separating subsidy from price, is what they call it, and they would like to give farmers a direct subsidy payment in place of the price support and allow the prices to be determined by market supply and demand.
United States Department of Agriculture economist Fred Gale ending Clint Jasper's report.